Now, you were born in the Irish settlement in Belmont.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did you live on a farm in the Irish settlement?
Yes.
Could you tell me a little bit about what the Irish settlement was like at the time you were living there?
Well, it was very, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the people in the whole settlement was relatives. They were all farmers and successful farmers.
Mm-hmm. About how many people or families were living there? Was it a lot of people? Or?
Yes, there were. Well, let me see. I would say probably 12
mm-hmm.
on the road, you know, on the whole settlement.
Mm-hmm. And everyone owned farms and
yes.
was related to everybody else?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Were there any stores or anything like that
no.
in the settlement? It
no.
was just houses.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How long did you live in the Irish settlement?
Well, I was there, I think, about 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Until you were about 10.
And then we moved to Wells.
Mm-hmm. So were your dad and mom both Irish?
Yes.
Yes. How long had they lived down there?
They lived there all their lives.
All their lives. Mm-hmm. Were they born in this country?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Were your grandparents also, did they also live in the Irish
yes,
settlement?
Yes, they did.
Uh-huh. So your family went back a long time
yes,
and,
right.
in that particular area. When you moved to Wellsville, do you know why the family moved?
Yes, my father had arthritis and was quite crippled up and couldn't take care of the farm anymore.
Mm-hmm. Did he get employment in Wellsville then?
Yes, he worked at the Kerr Turbin, which was a company here, and he was watchman.
Mm-hmm. And it was about 1915?
I would say so, as near as I can think, yes.
Mm-hmm. Besides you, how many brothers and sisters were there?
I had 5 sisters.
All girls?
Huh? All girls.
Uh-huh. Were you the oldest, youngest, in the middle?
I was the youngest.
You're the youngest, the baby of the family. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So the whole family then moved here to Wellsville.
Right.
And your dad went to work.
Mm-hmm.
So did you go to school here in Wellsville?
Yes, I went up to the Catholic school.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to high school, and I graduated.
Mm-hmm. When you were in grade school and high school, did you have a part-time job or any way of earning a little regular money?
Yes, when I was in high school, we had what was called Murray's Tea Room.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to work on Saturdays and Sundays, maybe after school, waiting on table.
At the tea room?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How old were you when you started doing that?
Well, probably 17.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you were 18. In high school at
yes,
the time.
I was in high school.
Mm-hmm. How many hours a weekend did you work?
Oh, maybe 2 or 3 or maybe even 4 sometimes, depending
mm-hmm.
on you know, the situation.
Mm-hmm. And you waited on tables, waited on customers?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Do you remember how much you were paid for that?
Not very much. I think we used to get about 50 cents or something an hour.
An hour?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you get tips?
Oh, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. How were the tips?
Tips were good. At least I thought they were mm-hmm. that time. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Did the tea room serve meals and stuff?
Oh, yes, yes.
It was like a regular restaurant?
Yes, it was one of the only was called tea room.
Uh-huh. How did you get the job?
Well, I guess I knew the lady that run it, and she needed somebody, so I just applied, and she hired me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How long did you work there for?
Oh, probably a year.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. High school.
Mm-hmm. At the time you were working at the tea room, you were still living at home.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Was your father working at the time?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How about your mother? Was she working?
She was a dressmaker.
Mm-hmm.
And she did do sewing for people.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm. In your house?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So she would make dresses and...
Yes, and all different things, you know, repair.
Mm-hmm. And the people bring the clothes to
yes,
her? And,
yes.
Uh-huh. And she'd do the fittings and everything
yes,
at the house?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I see. Do you know how much she charged for...
Well, no, but I know it was very little.
I'm sure it was.
I don't know, but I know that and sometimes she did. She used to... made habits for the nuns, and I know she never charged them.
Oh, she just sort of donated her services for that.
Mm-hmm. For that.
Mm-hmm. It was nice. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Were your sisters still living at home at the time?
Yes.
All five of them?
At that particular time, yes. But I had one that got married, and she lived up the street. And it wasn't living at home. Other than that, my sisters always we all lived together.
Were your sisters working at the time you started working for TV?
Yes.
Do you remember what they were doing?
One sister worked at what the silk mill was called, the silk mill, and another sister worked as a bookkeeper. A couple of them just, two of them were telephone operators. And the other one worked in a dry goods store, Higgins Brothers it was.
Can you tell me a little bit about the silk mill? Was that here in Wellsville?
Yes, it was. But it's a little bit vague and folded up, but it was a long time ago. But there was a silk mill here.
And they made cloth, textiles?
Yes.
Did they employ a lot of women, do you remember?
I don't know how many. I couldn't tell you how many, but they did employ, yes. I know my sister worked there. That was even before I came here to Wellsville, so I don't remember too much about it.
So your sister was working in the silk mill before the whole family moved to Wellsville. When she was working there before you all moved to Wellsville, was she still living in the Irish settlement with you, or was
she moved here and had an apartment.
By herself, or did she share?
Then a couple more sisters came, and they worked in the telephone office, and they lived here until we moved here.
And so your three sisters all shared an apartment together here?
And then when we came, we bought a home.
I see. When you were working at the tea room, and you were getting paid about 50 cents an hour. Do you remember what your wages would be for like a weekend? Roughly how much you would earn?
Maybe $2 or so.
A couple of dollars or so. What did you do with the money? Did you keep it and spend it for yourself, or did you give some to the family? Or?
Well, I think I just kind of saved it, and if I wanted something, I bought it.
You bought it.
For myself.
So you kept all of your wages.
Yes,
you didn't
didn't amount to that much, actually.
Your sisters that were living at home and working at the time, did they keep their wages, or did they give some to your family?
Oh, yeah, we always helped it out, yes.
Did they pay, like, room and board, or...
Yes.
While they were living at home?
Oh, yes.
Do you know how the money that they paid for room and board was spent on? Did your mom spend it for, like, food or extra clothing?
Food and clothes, and we were buying the home.
In the home, right, paying for the home. So everybody sort of pitched in and helped contribute. How did your family feel about you working in the tea room?
They weren't too happy about it because sometimes I got a little bit irritated at people because sometimes people aren't so nice to you. So my father said, I guess you better not work anymore. So I didn't.
So some of the people that you had to wait on and sometimes were not very...
kind of a little bit, you know.
Were they bossy or...
Well, yes, and not only that, but they blame you for things they didn't like, which wasn't our fault. We just served whatever we had to, you know. So I began to take on about this and that, and I think my wife says, well, can't have any of that. We better quit. I did.
How many people were working at the tea room?
Well, I think there was about three or four of us who were in school.
They were all women your age that were working there?
At that time.
Did you think 50 cents an hour was a fair wage?
I don't even know if it was 50. And I do know this, that if we ever had to stay and eat a meal, we had to pay for it.
Oh, you didn't get meals then? You had to pay for anything you ate?
So it wasn't, I doubt it was even 50 cents, but I can't remember.
Did you think at the time, though, that the wage was fair for the amount of work you were doing?
No, I didn't.
Why didn't you?
Because it wasn't, I guess. We worked hard.
You worked hard.
What we got.
Did you feel that the people who owned the restaurant were taking advantage of you?
Well, I think they were rather mercenary.
Did you think that they were taking advantage of you because you were a woman or because you were young? Or
I think it's because you were young, yes.
And they felt you didn't know any better. So
yeah, they're...
Mm-hmm. Other than waiting on table, were you expected to do anything else?
No.
Clean up or do dishes or anything like that? It was just strict waiting on table for you. Were most of your friends working at the time you started working?
Oh, no, I don't think so, no. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How'd your friends feel about you having a job?
Well, they didn't think anything about it.
Mm-hmm. They weren't envious that you were,
no.
You were working? Mm-hmm. Did you like the work you were doing?
Not particularly.
Mm-hmm. What didn't you like about it?
Well, I just didn't like the public atmosphere, I guess. Mm-hmm. It was hard work, too.
I imagine it was. Yeah, a lot of running around. Mm-hmm. But did you like working?
I didn't mind working, but I'd rather have done something else.
You'd rather have been doing something else, yeah. What would you rather have been doing?
What I did all my life, working in the office.
Mm-hmm. 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 So you worked at the tea room for about a year.
Oh, I think, yes. Until I graduated.
Right, and you quit because your dad thought it would be best if you...
Yes, he thought I was getting a little bit critical of people, and it wasn't exactly the thing to do.
So after you quit the tea room, did you look for another job?
Well, I didn't have anything until after I graduated.
Mm-hmm. So when you graduated from high school, did you then start working full-time, or...?
Yes. I went to the preheater.
Mm-hmm.
This is not this last time. This was way back.
This would be about 1916, 1917?
Oh, no, it was later than that.
Later than that.
Uh-huh. It would be all 1926, probably.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked in the office, secretary work, typing, and so on. And then I got laid off because man I worked for retired, and they had let his girl take my place because she'd been there longer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So from there, I went to Sinclair.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When you were working at preheater, how did you get the job there?
I don't recall, except I guess probably I applied.
Mm-hmm. Saw an advertisement in the paper or something? Or?
Well, no, probably not. I probably just put in an application.
Mm-hmm. And you were a high school graduate.
Yes.
And you went and applied at preheater and you got the job. Do you remember how much you were paid for the job at preheater?
I had the slightest idea, but I know what... I can tell you what I got at Sunnyvale, but I can't remember what I got there.
Mm-hmm. You don't remember? Was it a weekly wage?
Oh, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. And you were working full-time?
Yes.
Right. It was 40 hours a week?
Uh-huh.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Monday to Friday?
Mm-hmm.
9 to 5 type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What exactly were you doing at Sinclair? What were your responsibilities?
At Sinclair?
No, I'm sorry, a preheater.
Well, I typed. Mm-hmm. Was typing and took letters and did stenographic work.
Mm-hmm. How many people were employed at preheater?
Oh, heavens, I couldn't even remember.
Mm-hmm.
It was when they first came here, they were here for quite a while.
Right.
It's not the preheater that it is now.
Right.
I wouldn't dare to even recall. Mm-hmm. I had the slightest idea.
What did they do at preheater? I mean, what did they make?
They made preheaters, what they call preheater.
Mm-hmm. Can you explain more what that is? Because
I've never been
sure what they are.
Well, it's somehow they transfer the air into heat. They recycle it some way.
Oh, I see.
I never did know much about their operations. All I did was in the office.
Really? So they had like a factory part or a plant part?
Oh, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Right where it is right now, I don't...
Did the plant part employ mostly men, or were there also women?
Oh, no, they're all men.
They were all men in the plant.
Mm-hmm.
What about in the office? Was that all women, or...?
Well, they were just the secretaries or the, but the... The rest were men. The bosses, you might say, were all men.
The bosses were all men, but all the women were doing the office work.
There wasn't that many, probably.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How did you feel about the people you were working with?
Oh, they were very fine. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How about your boss? Was he good to work for?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you like to work at Premier?
Yes, I
did. Did you think that your wages there were fair for the amount of...
Yes, I'm sure I did.
For the amount of work you were doing?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you remember whether or not they ever had a union?
They never did.
At Premier?
Never. They don't to this day.
Mm-hmm. So it was on. It was not unionized there at the time.
No.
And you were still living at home when you worked at Preheater?
Mm-hmm.
When you started working full-time, did you also start paying room and board at home?
Oh, yes.
Then?
I always paid room. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember how much room and board you were paying?
No, I don't, because I don't even remember how much I got. Mm-hmm.
But you were contributing some.
Oh, yes, always.
Mm-hmm. And keeping part of your wages for yourself?
Yeah,
Do you remember what you spent your money on?
Saving quite a lot of it. But if I wondering, I used to buy clothes, and I've also bought furniture. I bought bedroom furniture and things for the house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When you started working full-time, who all was still living at home?
I think we were all there at the time, except my one sister that was married.
Except the one sister that was married.
We've always all lived together, all the time.
And your sisters were still working full-time, and mm-hmm. was your dad still working full-time?
No, I don't think he was, because he got worse, and he had to quit work. He couldn't work anymore. He got real crippled. He was crippled. He was on crutches.
Mm-hmm. So he had retired mm-hmm. by that time. Mm-hmm. Was your mom still doing dressmaking?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How was her business? Did she have a lot of customers?
No, not really. Mm-hmm. She had quite a lot of other things to do, so she just did it on, mm-hmm. you know.
Other than doing the dressmaking, did she ever do any other kind
of
work mm-hmm. in the home?
Mm-hmm. Other than keeping house.
Yeah. When you were working part-time and also when you started working full-time, did your responsibilities at home change any?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What kind of work were you expected to do in the house?
I always liked this because I loved to clean, so I used to do the cleaning.
You were in charge of cleaning?
Mm-hmm. Well, nobody ever told me to, but I just liked it, so I did.
Mm-hmm. What about things like canning or freezing? Did your mother do a lot of that stuff? Well, not freezing, but canning and...
Yes, my mother did.
Mm-hmm. Did you help with that?
No.
No? You didn't like that, huh?
No.
Mm-hmm. Did your sisters help with that?
Not too much, because they weren't there. She mm-hmm. used to do it, you know, in the day, and...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you remember when you were living on the farm, whether or not you helped with, like, the gardening or the preserving?
No, because I was kind of small.
You were too little.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember your sisters helping with that kind of thing?
No, I don't. Mm-hmm. But yes, I'll have to take that. Yes, I'm sure they did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. when you were on the farm, do you remember... any specific chores that you had to do?
No.
No? You were just sort of free to enjoy the farm?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You didn't have to help pick anything?
No.
Or,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Did your dad have hired hands that helped with
that?
Yes,
he did. Mm-hmm. 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 He had a hired man.
Mm-hmm. Did people in the Irish settlement sort of help each other? Like at harvest time, would you go to and help one person do their...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they sort of went back and forth? How long did you work at Preheater?
Well, I must have worked down there at this particular time.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, probably a couple years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Why did you quit?
I didn't quit. They let me go because the man I was working for retired, and so... Another man was leaving, and they had to have let her have my job because she was there longer.
She had more seniority mm-hmm. than you did. How did you feel about that?
Well, I thought it was all right. Nothing you can do about it.
Mm-hmm.
She had more service, a lot more service.
Mm-hmm. You thought it was fair then?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When you left Preheater, what did you do then?
I went to Sinclair.
Mm-hmm. Now it's the oil refinery.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
About what year was that you went to Sinclair?
I went to Sinclair in 1929. I'll tell you more about Sinclair.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 1929 was the start of the Depression in this country, but were there a lot of jobs available at Sinclair?
It was during their construction. See, they were just building it, you might say, then. And yes, there was. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They were just getting started, and they were building.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked in the construction part of it. I mean, on the rest. I was in payroll.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When did the oil boom sort of start here in Wallsville?
Well, that was probably in 1930. They were going real good. Mm-hmm. Refinery, yes.
And Sinclair started building in 1929?
Well, yeah, they started even before that, I guess, but they were still, you know, it took a couple of years to, mm-hmm. you know, to mm-hmm. get their stills and everything up.
Mm-hmm. And they hired a lot of people?
Yes, they did.
So you got a job at Sinclair in the payroll department. Mm-hmm. Do you remember how much you were earning when you started?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. $16.
A week? Mm-hmm. And that was, again, full-time employment?
Oh, yes.
What exactly did they do at Sinclair? It was
a refinery, oil refinery.
Mm-hmm. So they would bring the oil in there and...
Well, they pumped it in. You see, that the oil was all around here. Mm-hmm. They pumped it in and refined it.
Mm-hmm. And then shipped it out. Mm-hmm. 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 So it was a pretty large operation?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any idea how many people Sinclair was employing when they first opened?
Well, I'd say they had around 400. Mm-hmm. That is men I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. There's 14 girls working there, that I do know.
14 girls doing office work,
mm-hmm.
there?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, in about 400 men, that's, mm-hmm. that's a big plant then.
It was, yes. It was, yeah. The biggest round.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Did you have any idea of how much the men were earning at the time?
Oh, yes. I knew all their wages.
Yeah.
Because I did payroll, and we figured everything by hand in those days. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean...
Mm-hmm. No calculators.
No computers. Well, they all got pretty good money. I don't know if I can remember just how much they were getting.
Mm-hmm. Were they making more than the women?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Considerably more, mm-hmm. would you say?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. How did the women feel about that?
Well, I don't think it ever ended there. There was never any question about salary at all that I ever can recall.
Mm-hmm.
Back in those days, they weren't that way as much as they are today, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. Did you think it was fair that the men were earning more than,
sure.
than you were? What exactly did you do in the payroll department? What?
I did all the figuring out. Wages.
Mm-hmm. You would take like how many hours everybody worked and...
Had to read their time cards. Mm-hmm. Yes, it was quite a job.
Yeah.
And then I took care of all the... They were insured, you know, and benefits and all those and different...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just general office, too, all the way around.
Mm-hmm. Did you just work on payroll, or did you also do some typing and letter
typing?
Well,
I did typing and things, but it was all payroll. I worked payroll department all the time.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't have to type a letter for one of the bosses? Or?
Well, once in a while I'd have to type something for my own boss, yes.
Mm-hmm. 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 How did you feel about the wages you were getting? Did you feel that they were...
Oh, yes, we got raised after that, you know. Mm-hmm. Yes, I... That long, that was fine. Yeah.
How long did you work at Sinclair?
29 years.
Well, a long time. Yeah. That's a long time. Yeah. And you were consistent?
I worked at the lake until I went out, you know. Mm-hmm. I was the last one there.
You were the last one. Mm-hmm. Closed the plant, huh? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How did you feel about the people you were working with?
Oh, I always... Just one happy family.
Uh-huh. Were the women that you were working with, were they, for the most part, married women, single women?
They were mostly all single. And I'll tell you why, if you're interested.
Yes, I would be.
Back the high school made a complaint because the Sinclair was hiring some married women. And when the girls got out of school, there was no place for them to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
So they, Sinclair, laid off. There was only two at the time, the two married women, and they wouldn't hire anybody who was married, so nobody was married and got in.
Into the office.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Which I thought was a very good idea.
Mm-hmm. You agreed with that?
Yes, I certainly did.
That married women shouldn't be working?
Yes, because back in those days, they had husbands, wives. Mm-hmm. And should they be taking jobs away from young people that were getting out of school?
Mm-hmm.
And they did.
But the high school was the one who complained about
mm-hmm.
it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Was there pressure from anybody besides the high school?
I suppose probably they were complaining, and I suppose maybe that's why that the high school mm-hmm. didn't do that. But yes, they did.
Do you remember roughly what year that happened, that the complaints were made and they stopped hiring married women?
Well, let me see. Oh, it might have been somewhere in the 30s, the early 30s.
The early 30s, shortly after they opened.
Yeah.
But when Sinclair opened, they hired married women. They didn't...
They didn't hire very many. There was only two that I ever know mm-hmm. the whole time I was there.
Right. But they didn't make the distinction.
No,
it wasn't until
they didn't until they had the complaint, and then they let them go.
And then they let them go. Uh-huh. How did... Do you know how the women who were let go felt about that?
Well, I don't think they were too happy about it, no.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Naturally.
Do you remember them protesting at all about it? Or
no, there wasn't anything you could do about it.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Women weren't that way in those days. Mm-hmm. I mean, like they are today, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Were the other women in the office talking a lot about it, you know, when
mm-hmm.
it happened?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everyone just sort of accepted that that was the way it should be.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. That they got complaints from the high school.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Yeah. So in the 29 years that you worked at Sinclair, your salary continued to go up,
yes.
and you had a lot of fringe benefits from working there and everything. Did the plant continue to grow? I mean, were they hiring more and more people? Or
No, not too much. I think they kept about the same.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They sort of consistently mm-hmm. employed 400 people mm-hmm. most of the time?
Mm-hmm. Till it got to be, you know, folding down, and then they got jobs for anybody they could. You know.
Right. In the office, other than the bosses being male, were there any other males working in the office part?
Oh,
doing
yes.
bookkeeping
oh, yes.
or accounting?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
In the office I work with four fellows.
There were four men in the payroll mm-hmm. department doing the same type of work that you did?
We're all working on the payroll.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Was their salary the same as yours?
I don't recall, because I'll tell you why. We didn't do our own salary. That came from the chief clerk mm-hmm. in another building. So I don't believe I knew what they were making.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything was supposed to be, hush hush like it is.
Mm-hmm. Right, confidential.
So they probably were making more than I did.
Mm-hmm. But you weren't aware of it?
No,
at the
didn't
time.
Know.
If they had been making more than you were, how would you have felt about
that? Well, I wouldn't have anything about it because, men makes more anyway, and so
mm-hmm.
it wouldn't bother me.
Mm-hmm. And all the time that you worked at Sinclair, did you continue to live at home?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I've always lived at home.
Mm-hmm. And you continue to give room and board to
oh,
the family.
Sure.
Do you remember how much room and board you may have been giving at that time?
No, but I gave plenty. I know that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you pay it like weekly or
yes,
monthly?
Or whenever. I think you only got paid every other week.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I got paid,
mm-hmm. You'd give some money to
to
your mother.
Uh-huh. And back in back at that time, my father died in 1930, so my mother wasn't working then
mm-hmm.
or anything, so we just, we took care of the
mm-hmm.
expenses.
Mm-hmm. Were all your sisters still at home at the time?
Yes, except the one that was married.
Except the one that had married.
Mm-hmm.
So you all sort of paid the bills and
yes,
took care
did.
Of everything
to.
For your man.
Mm-hmm. And we're still paying on the house.
Right, the house.
mm-hmm.
It takes a while to pay those off.
Yeah.
Did you ever consider leaving home or living on your own?
No, never.
Never?
Mm-hmm. We always got along so well, and I always enjoyed it and stayed right there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you never considered getting your own apartment or,
mm-mm. Never.
That's nice. Yeah. I'll go back to just a second to your sisters that lived in Wellsville before you folks moved up here. And she had her own apartment. That was pretty unusual for that time period. Do you know how she felt about living alone, or was it hard for her?
A couple more of my sisters came, and they got so they lived here because there was no work, nothing to do, so they came to Wellsville and got jobs.
Mm-hmm. And then they got their own own apartment and paid their own expenses and everything until you people moved up here. Do you know if they enjoyed that?
Oh, I guess so, yes. I think they did.
You don't remember them talking about it? Or
not much, no.
How did your parents react to them sort of being on their own that?
They used to kind of worry about them, Fred. They didn't have enough to eat or something. And, of course, from the farm, my dad was always bringing them up something from the farm that they had enough to eat. But other than that, I think they kind of worried about them. But other than that, they didn't object, you know.
What happened at Sinclair that they finally went out of business? Could you tell me a little bit about the closing?
Well, they just didn't have any more oil. No, and their equipment was really getting obsolete. And so they had to close it.
Did that sort of happen all of a sudden, or were people aware right
away? Well, yes. It was talked about for maybe a couple of years that they was going to closed down, and they closed down, and they went, you know, talking, but it didn't. But we were always kind of expecting it, and it happened.
Yeah. So you were, people who worked there were always sort of aware that someday the oil was going to dry up, and they were going to be laid off.
But they sent most of their men, anybody that wanted to go, to their different refineries in different places, you see, different all over.
Do you remember what the reaction of people in the area were when Sinclair closed?
Oh, everybody was very upset and all that. And everybody was, because they thought it was a big deal, and there was a lot of people out of work. And
When Sinclair first opened in the 30s, do you think, were there a lot of people coming into Wellsville to try to get jobs? Do you remember?
Yes, I think several did come in, yes.
Because it was during the Depression, and it was just, the Depression was just sort of getting underway.
Yeah, we had quite a few.
Do you think that with Sinclair opening here, Wellsville didn't feel the effects of the Depression like other towns might have or other areas might have?
Well, I never seemed to hear much about it. It seemed to be going all right.
The reason I'm asking is I've heard other people say there was never a depression in Wellsville because of Sinclair.
Well, I don't think it was very noticeable, I guess I want to say. I don't like it.
So it probably wasn't as noticeable here as it would have been on the Irish settlement where things were much tighter.
Or even Belmont or anywhere, you know.
Right, where they didn't have the...
We had the...
The refinery, Was preheater still running during the Depression?
Oh, yes.
They were still employing people. Do you remember them laying off at all during the Depression?
Oh, they probably laid off now and then, but I don't remember.
Nothing significant, though. How did you feel about working at Sinclair?
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah. Was there anything else you would have rather been doing than working
here? No, I liked it.
You liked the people you worked for?
Liked the people very much. Still do. Some of them are dead, but still, some of them are still alive.
Was there ever a union? Were you ever aware of any union?
Yes, there was a union at Sinclair. Not in the office. The office didn't. But the plant finally did.
The plant was unionized? Do you remember the name of the union?
No, I haven't any idea.
As an office worker, you were not entitled to join the union?
Well, we didn't have to, and so we didn't do it, because we didn't want to.
You didn't want
to? No.
Why didn't you want to join the union?
Oh, I never did think much of unions.
Why was that?
Well, I just think they should be well enough alone, I guess. Back in those days, when things were a little bit hectic, it was far better to leave things alone.
So you had the choice as somebody working in the office whether or not to join the union?
Oh, yeah. Nobody in the office. They didn't do the office at all. Mm-hmm. They weren't in very long because they closed down. So. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when the union started?
No, I don't. It was long the last end of the... when they were operating.
Mm-hmm. It was towards the end of the era of Sinclair, so mm-hmm. to speak. Mm-hmm. No one in the office joined the union then?
Did
the office as a whole decide not to do that? Or
well, there was nothing to... that, as far as I know, there wasn't anything that was ever said about the office ever happened to join or anything about it. They just didn't have the office at mm-hmm. all, connected mm-hmm. with it at all. Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. you didn't feel there was any need for the workers to be unionized there? Uh-huh. The plant part of Sinclair, they hired just men? Were there ever women working there?
No. It was very dangerous, you know. We had some bad fires there.
I know that there was one huge fire at Sinclair. I mean, I remember reading about it. So they employed just men. Mm-hmm. During the war, 1940s, was it still just men working at Sinclair, or were women then mm-hmm. brought into the plant?
Just men.
So throughout the whole period, it was just men working in the plants at Sinclair. Mm-hmm. But women worked in the offices. Men and women both worked in the offices. Mm-hmm. So when Sinclair went out of business, when did they close down? Do you remember?
Yes, I certainly do. October 16th, 1958.
October 16th.
The last day. Mm-hmm. The last day I was there. Because they closed down a little before that. They closed down in 58. I think it was May when the plant really went up. But of course I stayed on because we had to get everybody's pay straightened out. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So was it like a massive layoff, or did they start gradually laying people off?
Oh, no, it was all at one time.
Mm-hmm. Did they give people notice? Did they say in 2 weeks we're going to close?
Oh, yes, and they gave them severance pay, you know. Mm-hmm.
Do you know how much severance pay they gave them?
I don't know, but I know how much I got. I got $4,000.
Severance pay?
Mm-hmm. It went on the number of years you were there.
I see. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So they based it on your length of service and gave you so much severance mm-hmm. pay for mm-hmm. for that. Mm-hmm. And you said that they tried to relocate most of the...
Yes, and a lot of the men did take other jobs, an awful lot of them.
Mm-hmm. In other areas,
yes.
Tail moving.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How about people in the office? Did some of them move with Sinclair?
No, they took different jobs, but there was only 14 girls, so that didn't make too much difference. No. Mm-hmm. They got jobs other places, Preheater, mm-hmm. Bradley's. And
you don't remember any of them going with Sinclair?
No, didn't any go with Sinclair.
None of the office girls went with Sinclair. Mm-hmm. Were they also offered the option of doing that, though?
I don't think there was any of the girls offered any. Not that I know of.
Mm-hmm.
No, I wasn't. Wouldn't mm-hmm. have gone anyway, but there wasn't.
Right, but they didn't say to the women in the office, you can come and work for us in Colorado or anything like they did for the men in the plant. How about the men in the office? Did they offer to relocate them, do you remember?
Some of them, I think, did go, yes, but mm-hmm. most of them stayed. They got jobs in the different places or something.
Mm-hmm.
In business for themselves. Or
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There wasn't that many, mm-hmm. really, men in the office.
Right. Why do you think they didn't offer to relocate the women?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think there's any... They didn't need them.
They didn't need them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So after Sinclair closed, what did you do then?
Well, I didn't do anything for a while, and then I was called, did you not,
mm-hmm.
down to Worthington for the job. So I got a job down there.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I worked there maybe a couple of years, I'm not too sure. Mm-hmm. And they need me off too.
Mm-hmm. So Worthington contacted you and asked you if you'd like to go work for them?
Mm-hmm. They had a job opening.
Mm-hmm. Was that also in payroll, or was it a different
No, it wasn't payroll. It was in engineering. It was mostly typing and mm-hmm. taking letters.
And was this in 1958, 59?
Probably was Might have been 59.
Mm-hmm. About 1959. Mm-hmm. Do you remember how much Worthington was paying you?
No, but not very much.
It was less than Sinclair was. Much
yep.
less. Uh-huh. For basically the same kind of work.
Well, no, I had a lot more to do.
At Sinclair? Or no, Worthington? So they were paying
I
you?
I worked for about 15 people.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they were actually paying you less for doing more work.
Right.
Uh-huh. How'd you feel about that? What'd you
think
of that?
I have to say that of all the places I worked, it was the least one I liked was very unhappy. They weren't very gracious, and I could say a lot of things about a lot of people, but I won't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I didn't mind when they told me I was through. And they told me at noon I was through at 5 o'clock, and I worked hard, and I never cared much about it, and I'll just soon say so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you felt that Worthington really took advantage of you. Mm-hmm. Why do you think they took advantage of you?
I don't know. Well, yes, I do, too, but I guess I really want to say it.
Well, it's up to you, but you should feel free to say it, you know, why you think they might have taken advantage of you. Do you think that they took advantage of a lot of their employees like that, or?
No, I don't believe so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you think they took advantage of the women who were working there?
No.
No? Do you think it was a personal thing?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But they had called and asked you to go there to work.
Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm. And then they took advantage of it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So do you remember how much they were paying you?
No, I don't even remember.
Mm-hmm. But you did typing and clerical work for 15 different people?
Letters.
Mm-hmm. Letters, filing, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Were there other women there doing the same kind of thing that you were doing?
No, I wasn't doing that same kind. There was women there, but they weren't doing the same. See, I was in the drafting department. There mm-hmm. were women drafting. It was engineering.
Uh-huh. There were women engineers there?
Well, they were doing drafting. They weren't engineers.
But they were doing drafting work?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Were women employed at Worthington in the plant?
Well, you know, no.
Or in jobs other than doing...
No, I don't think so. Not when I was there, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Were women employed doing things other than secretarial work?
Well, yes, and blueprints and things mm-hmm. like that. But mostly office work.
It was mostly office work. But there were a few women mm-hmm. doing some other things.
Yeah, we had male clerk was a woman. Mm-hmm. Different things like that, but instead of secretarial work.
Mm-hmm.
That.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Were the men doing any office work, clerical work, or were they mostly the supervisors
well,
and the draftsmen?
Well, they were mostly the supervisors, yes, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The engineers mm-hmm. and the mm-hmm. draftsmen and those mm-hmm. kind of people, mm-hmm. the higher echelon jobs. Mm-hmm. Was Worthington unionized? Did they have a union there?
Yes.
Remember? Were the office help included in
no,
that union?
No, they weren't. At least I wasn't. No.
Mm-hmm. So you never belonged to the union mm-hmm. at all, even when you were at Worthington?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember whether or not you could have joined the union, or was it closed?
People I think it was closed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if they had the union, I think you'd had to belong or else.
Mm-hmm.
But I was never... Only in the office, never had to belong anywhere.
Mm-hmm. So you were never approached to join the union
right.
or anything. If you had have been at Worthington, would you have considered joining? Considering that
no,
you...
No, I would not.
Even though you weren't getting paid as much or...
No, because I don't go for union.
Right, so you wouldn't have compromised even though you weren't being treated fairly mm-hmm. to join the union.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Mm-hmm. So how long did you work at Worthington?
Well, I don't even know. Might have been a year, might have been close to two.
Mm-hmm.
Year
and,
mm-hmm.
and then they laid you off.
Uh-huh.
Why was that? Was there a slowdown in work, or?
You tell me. I don't know.
They didn't say.
No, I could care less. They did me a favor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say that.
Mm-hmm.
They did me a nice favor.
Mm-hmm. By laying you off?
Yes.
Yeah, because you didn't like it.
I'm glad of it.
But did they ever give you a reason why you were being laid off?
No.
Or just gave you very short notice? And
yes.
Did they do that with other people that you
know? Not that I know of.
How about the people you were working with at Worthington? Did you like them?
Yes,
did you get along with them?
Mm-hmm. Except the boss or two, couldn't get along with help.
But the people you were
actually... Still get along with them
today. Did other people who worked at Worthington also feel that way about the bosses?
I don't think so.
Was there ever... You know, when everybody sat down to lunch, was there ever complaining about all working for that one? You know,
no. Just thinking, I don't know. It was the one that I worked for. I think that didn't for me, so let's put it that way.
Right. Okay. So they laid you off after only giving you a couple of hours' notice, and you thanked them for doing that. what did you do after that?
Well, I was on unemployment for a while. Mm-hmm. Quite a while, I think. And then a friend of mine who worked at Preheater brought me an application. And he brought you sign it and send it in. They're always hiring. This was, you know, not that long ago, really.
Mm-hmm.
So, I did, and they called me. So I went to Preheater, and it's a wonderful place to work.
Mm-hmm. So you went back to Preheater. Do you remember when you went back to work for them?
Let me see. I'm trying to figure it out. It must have been in the 60s somewhere.
Early 60s?
Yes. There I did something different in work. I worked I had to learn how a key punch operated.
You learned key punching?
And at first we did a little payroll, but then they put everything on the computer, so that's what I did.
So you learned a new skill at Air Preheater. Mm-hmm. And they trained you to do that. They taught you how to do the key punching and stuff. The other jobs you worked, did they give you any kind of on-the-job training?
Mm-mm.
You just, how did you pick up the... what you were supposed to do? Did your co-workers...
Yes, it was, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Your co-workers would tell you this is what you're supposed to do
and
sort of...
You how to, you know,
sort of showed you the ropes and everything.
I only worked there 8.5 years because then I had to retire.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Was that your idea to retire or was it the company's?
Oh, that company, yes.
They had a retirement policy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you couldn't work beyond it.
65.
If you could have kept working, would you have?
No, I wouldn't at that time because I had a sister who was very ill and I was needed at home too, so I wouldn't have, and I just wanted to work till I got through because, well, I got benefits by staying.
Sure.
Throughout the school.
So. So in the 8.5 years that you worked at Air Preheater, you did mostly key punching and...
At one stage of the game, did a little bookkeeping, which I never did before in my life, but then they very soon, and I had help on that too, they, you know, and very soon they put everything on the computer, you see, so then everything was key punching there on end. So I did mostly the key punching.
What did you think of the computer? Did you think it was
a
great advancement?
Yeah,
a lot easier? Made your job a lot easier? More efficient? And How did other people react to the computer?
Well, I think they did fine. Yeah.
When you went back to Air Preheater, did you notice a lot of differences from when you
goodness,
first
yes,
worked
I
there?
Oh, my goodness, yes. I didn't know anybody this time. Well, yes, I did know a couple that I always knew but around town. But, oh, yes, it was altogether different. And I was up on the, you know, way up on the Andover Road there.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. When I worked before, I was down on Main Street.
Right. So they had separated them, the office from the plant operation. So you had no contact then with people who were working in the plant the second time?
No. Mm-hmm.
When you went back to work at Preheater, was it still predominantly women that were working in the offices?
Well, and where I was, no, they weren't. There was four key punch operators.
Mm-hmm.
They were all women.
They were all women. Mm-hmm. 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 Had any women moved into supervisor positions by that time?
No, I don't think any women were supervisors.
Mm-hmm.
All men.
All the men were still doing supervisory work.
Mm-hmm. Had they had a lot more girls. They had probably over 100 girls there. That time.
So the plant had grown considerably too since you had last worked there.
Well, it's different. But combustion owns it now, I guess. Combustion engineering.
Were they still doing the same kind of work though?
I think they got into a lot more things after that. I really don't know, but.
Did you know whether any women were working in the plant by that time?
No, there wasn't any women.
Right, there was still men working primarily in the plant. Had Sinclair unionized by the time you went back?
They never were unionized. You mean Preheater?
Or Preheater, I'm sorry. Yes, Preheater.
Preheater was never, never union. Isn't today, and it never was.
Mm-hmm. Do you know whether that was because the employees didn't want the union or because management didn't want the union?
I don't think the management wanted it, but I will say this, they always used to... The other companies used to kind of laugh. They said, well, whenever the union got a raise from the other companies, Preheater always gave one to them, which they did.
Mm-hmm.
But they apparently didn't want to belong. It must have been the whole outfit. Mm-hmm. They don't to this day.
Mm-hmm. Were you ever aware of any attempts by people at Preheater to unionize?
No.
No?
Mm-hmm. I thought Preheater was a wonderful, wonderful place. I still think it is.
Mm-hmm. You liked working at Preheater,
then? Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And you liked the work
the
you were
people
doing?
Were so nice.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't complain because they've done a lot for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So all the time that you worked, you were still living at home with your sisters?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I never lived anywhere but home.
Mm-hmm. In the family home mm-hmm. that your family had bought here in Walsall.
Mm-hmm. That lost in the flood.
Uh-huh. How many of your sisters were living at home with you?
There was three.
Mm-hmm. So three of you always lived at home, and two of your sisters had married? And.
Well, of course, one was dead, you see.
Oh, one of your sisters had died.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And your other sister was married? And.
And one, there was two. I had two sisters married, but one always lived at home. She and her husband lived with us.
She lived at home even after she was married mm-hmm. with her
mm-hmm.
husband.
Uh-huh.
Was it
mm-hmm.
Therese that lived
mm-hmm.
at home?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Could you tell me a little bit about the kind of work your sisters did? Did they work also all the time that you were working?
Well, not all the time, because they were ill, and some of them been dead for quite a while.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, Teresa there, she owned Rice's Music Store, you know that.
Right, right.
And so she was in there for a long time.
Uh-huh.
And then Rose, my sister, worked in Scoville & Brown's, and so did Genevieve.
Mm-hmm.
And Gertrude was a telephone operator, she wasn't an operator, but still worked in the office in mm-hmm. later years. But they were all ill and retired.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Except for Therese, and she was in the story.
Mm-hmm. How did Therese become involved with the music store?
It was left to her.
It was left to her. She started working there? And
she and Florence Roof were left the music store by the owner. when he died. Mm-hmm. His will to them.
Were they working in there?
Yes,
at the time?
They were working for him. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When did Therese start working in the music store?
Oh, heavens.
Do you remember?
Mm-mm, I don't. Mm-hmm.
But she worked there all her life.
Oh, practically,
right?
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Did she have an interest in music? I mean, you know, did she play an instrument or anything? No.
Mm-hmm. But she knew music, mm-hmm. but from working there, you know, but no.
No, she never played anything or anything like that. She just got the job there and started working. Uh-huh. Your sisters that worked at Scovel & Brown, what did they do
there?
They
were in the office, too. Mm-hmm.
They worked in the office part of Scovel & Brown.
My sister Rose was, she was an order clerk. She took all the orders and things like that. And Jen worked. And then Jen worked for Dr. Blaisdell, too.
As a secretary, receptionist type of thing. Scovel & Brown was a regular grocery store.
Right. Uh-huh. So they went out of business.
Right. Mm-hmm. It was fairly good size, though, at one time.
Oh, yes.
I mean, it was like a main store.
Yes, it was, really. Mm-hmm.
Your sister that worked at the telephone company, do you remember when she started working with the phone company?
She worked there when I was just a little kid, right on all the way.
Uh-huh. Was she like your oldest sister? Or?
No, she was not the oldest one.
Uh-huh. Did she start working at the phone company as an operator?
Yes, and she worked in the office, too. Mm-hmm. But she had to retire, and she wasn't around. Mm-hmm. And, of course, everybody got older, they retired, and were ill. Mm-hmm. Except for trees.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She sold the store.
Uh-huh. What did Teresa's husband do?
He was in the dry cleaning business.
He was a dry cleaner. Mm-hmm. Did he have his own establishment?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they lived with you all the time that they were married? Yeah. What happened during the flood that you lost the house?
It just got
completely flooded out.
Yes, we lost everything on the ground floor upstairs. The bedroom furniture that we have now was all right. That was upstairs, but everything else had to be replaced.
Mm-hmm. It was the flood in 72. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where was your house?
It's on Broad Street, South Broad.
Oh, it was on South Broad.
Do you know where the bridge is?
Oh, yes.
Right, it's the second house from the bridge. Mm-hmm. Or else it's next to the last one as you're going down. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it was in very bad shape. So.
Yeah, that area really was hard hit.
And as we said, we were too old to start building it over again and doing it over again. So we sold it for nothing. Mm-hmm. But then we came here.
Mm-hmm. When your sisters were old enough to leave home. Your older sisters started working while you were still living in the Irish settlement.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There was no job opportunities for them.
No.
Obviously in the Irish settlement.
No.
Right.
Or even Belmont, we'll say. Mm-hmm.
You weren't aware of any place women could have worked in Belmont or?
No, I wasn't. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Maybe then, but anyway, I guess maybe they wanted to come to Walsall. That could be too, you know. Mm-hmm. I just don't remember back then.
But it seems that job opportunities were more plentiful in Walsall,
yes,
at least for women.
And let's say at that time, Walsall was supposed to be quite a big place, you know.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Walsall's always been larger than any of the other communities. Uh-huh. Do you know if any of your sisters ever considered moving to going to a larger city to work, like Buffalo?
No, they didn't.
Or?
No, because my sister Gertrude had a chance to go to Buffalo with the telephone company, and she wouldn't go.
Oh, that's interesting. Do you know why she wouldn't go?
She just didn't want to leave home.
Uh-huh. She just didn't want to go into the city. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Did you ever consider moving to the city to seek employment?
No. Mm-hmm.
Do you think if you'd moved into the city, you would have had more opportunities for jobs or better pay or anything like that?
No. Mm-hmm. Never gave it a thought. Mm-hmm. because I just never did more. We always got along so well, and mm-hmm. always was pretty close, and mm-hmm. that's the way it was.
Right, so you couldn't think of any real advantages no. to moving, but preferred to stay right. in the rural area. Mm-hmm.
It sounds like you changed jobs a few times, and it sounds like you never really had any problem finding a new job if you were laid off from your old one.
No, because I usually ask. Mm-hmm. Most of the time. Mm-hmm.
Do you think that it was generally true for women looking for work, that there were places for them to work?
Well, I don't know, but you know, you do build up a reputation,
yes,
too.
Yes, sure.
And if somebody, of course, I lived here a long time, and I think people knew me, mm-hmm. and they, mm-hmm. just kindly, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they knew you did good work.
Well, I didn't want to say that, but I mean, I think they thought, well, I'll do a job, which I did try to.
Mm-hmm. 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 Obviously, most of your sisters were all working at different times in their life. Were your friends, for the most part, your women friends also working?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Were they all doing the same kind of work you were doing, or did you know of women who were doing different kinds of work?
Oh, most all the ones I ever, and all my friends were most all in offices.
Mm-hmm. Most of them did office mm-hmm. work mm-hmm. and stuff. Mm-hmm. But it was fairly common that they were out working. They weren't...
Oh yes, they always, yes. Mm-hmm.
Was that true for married women, too, do you think? Were they also working?
I don't think as many married women worked mm-hmm. until the last few years.
Mm-hmm. So it was mostly your single friends uh-huh. that were working at the same time that you worked. Mm-hmm. Were most of your single women friends living at home also, or mm-hmm. did some of them have their own... Mm-hmm. Apartments, or were living independently, or
some had their own places because they were alone. They were just themselves. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So it was sort of a combination mm-hmm. of the two. Mm-hmm. But you don't feel that women had a hard time finding jobs?
Not when I was mm-hmm. looking for any. Mm-hmm. 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 I don't know about today, but...
But at that time, mm-hmm. there were certainly plenty
yes,
of jobs
was.
For women.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Were you aware of any... Well, I don't know how to say it, but of people generally not thinking women should be working? You know, criticisms of women working?
No. The only criticism I've ever heard about women working were married people, but... They're taking jobs from single people, which mm-hmm. I still think is wrong to mm-hmm. by that. So, mm-hmm. no, I've always thought that. Mm-hmm.
You feel that single people have to support themselves
yes.
and they should be entitled to
them.
They've
got a husband and let them...
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. In other words, they don't have to have quite as much as they have to have everything today, and mm-hmm. I have to say that.
Yeah. Yeah. But you feel that single women that have to support themselves should be entitled
yes,
to those jobs
mm-hmm.
more so than married women should.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask you some more things about Teresa and the music store. Were there, was it common, not common, but were there other women who owned businesses like Teresa and Florence Roos did, or was...
I don't think so. No.
Uh-huh. So that was sort of unusual that they were two women
oh,
who
yeah.
owned their own business, and very successful business, too.
Yes, right.
I mean, I remember going into the music
yes.
store and just being absolutely...
Yeah.
I used
Shelly
to love to go in there. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What were people's reactions to them owning the business?
Well,
do you remember?
I think anybody thought it was fine.
Well, they certainly, the business was certainly supportive.
The only one that objected to it was a daughter of the man that left it to them, and I still see her point, but she's dead now.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't like it very well, and I can understand that.
Sure.
And she was quite nasty to them, but
mm-hmm.
Nobody paid attention.
Mm-hmm.
They did all right.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they ran a very successful business, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
And after Florence Roos died, she sold.
Then she sold the music store. Uh-huh. How many people did they employ in the music store?
Just themselves.
Just the two of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they owned it and they ran it and they took care of everything.
Florence did the all the buying, and I think more, and Trish did all the bookkeeping. Mm-hmm. Trish was a business angle of it, and, mm-hmm. and she and Florence was a, well, overseer, you might say, or mm-hmm. did the buying and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. But they owned it and ran it and
oh, yes.
took care of all of it by themselves. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It must have been very hard work, though. A lot
yes,
of hours.
Yes, they were.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then after she sold it, you know, she worked there, too.
Right. So she continued working there even after she had sold it. Mm-hmm. And when did she retire?
About 1969, I think. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She didn't really retire. She was still working and could work. But you see, I had a sister that was very sick, and she was at home, and somebody had to stay. And of course, I wanted to finish up a preheater, so that was the way it was. Mm-hmm. She quit. It was because she was 73 then.
Oh, yeah.
So she went home and stayed.
And you continued working to get yourself
up
to retirement age. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How much older than you was Therese?
Therese was 10 years older than I am.
10 years older. Mm-hmm. What, can you give me the names and orders of your
yes.
sisters, like oldest?
Rose was the oldest.
Rose was the oldest.
Agnes was next.
And Agnes.
Gertrude. Teresa. Genevieve. And
mm-hmm. When was Rose born? Do you know her?
Yes. I do. Now, wait a minute.
Uh, 1892. And then Agnes was next?
Yes, I think they all came. Well, there were only about a year's difference in all of them except for Jen and I.
I see.
And I think there's 7 years difference between Jen and myself. Uh-huh. There's always just about a year between any of them.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Except for you as the baby.
Yes, was
more
I was.
Of a, more of a space.
Yeah, yes. Uh-huh.
I see. Do you remember anything else about the Irish settlement? You know, there's not too many people know a whole lot about
this settlement.
I don't
know whether you'd be a bit interested in this or not, but of course where I used to live, it burnt down mm-hmm. in the meantime years ago. But I was just here a couple of years ago, I decided, I had some cousins from Titus where they came, and when they wanted to do something, I said, yes, I'd love to go up to the Irish settlement and see what it looked like. Well, Trish was alive then, so we went up. I couldn't find where I used to live. It's nothing but woods.
Oh, how interesting.
And every place, and they were, oh, they were always kept up so nicely. And everything was just in shambles, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked so terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, the Keenans, and I know you know who they were all my relation, I guess you know
right.
that. And their place used to be so beautiful. And I couldn't even find where I used to live. You couldn't find it.
You couldn't find the house is gone? And
well, the house is gone, but it was nothing but a plain forest. Do you want some more?
No. I'm fine here. I'm just finishing it up.
Maybe I can get some hot pot.
No. Mm-hmm. It's all overgrown, though, now and everything.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember how big a farm your dad had?
No, but he had a big one. I know that.
You don't remember how many acres it was?
No, I don't. But it was very, very big. Mm-hmm. He had a nice big house. He had a nice farm and a nice barn. It was very... A barn burnt. I struck the lightning.
Oh.
When I was still there. Uh-huh. I mean, when we still lived there. But it got too much for him.
Mm-hmm.
We had cattle, of mm-hmm. course.
He raised cattle.
Mm-hmm. And sheep.
And sheep, too? Mm-hmm. Do you remember what crops he grew?
Well, I know we always had potatoes.
Uh-huh.
And I don't remember much of anything else but potatoes. I mean, except for a garden or something mm-hmm. that wouldn't, you know.
Yeah, did he plant, like, large acreage of wheat or hay or oats or... I'm trying to think of what
no,
other
he had hay, but I don't
grow.
Think he had any... I remember him ever having any wheat or any oats mm-hmm. or anything. But he had a lot of potatoes. He used to sell potatoes.
He sold potatoes. So he had a lot of acreage into potatoes.
Did he do any dairy farming? Did he sell, like, milk?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. That was one of the biggest things. Oh, yes, we had geese. We had turkeys.
Uh-huh.
And sold those, too. They did.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Do you remember if... I've heard that there were a lot of cheese factories in the area at that time. Like, you know, almost every community had their own cheese factory. Do you remember whether there was one?
I don't think there was any up that way that I can remember. Mm-hmm. Although there might have been. I don't remember much at all. I don't know. There might have been, but I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. I had heard somewhere that there was
one. Well, anywhere near where we live, but it might have been on that same road as you go to, into Belmont, as you know.
I had heard somewhere that there was, at one time, a cheese factory like in Phillips Creek.
There could well be.
And I just was curious.
I'll buy that. I think maybe you're right. I think there was one somewhere.
Mm-hmm. 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 But it was sort of interesting to hear that, you know, almost every community had a regular cheese factory that was producing cheese at the time.
Yes, my father, we had quite a dairy.
Mm-hmm. So he was primarily a dairy farmer?
Yes, yeah. And potatoes.
And potatoes.
And we, as I say, turkeys and geese and chickens, and mm-hmm. they sold all those.
Mm-hmm. Was that true of most people in the Irish settlement? Were they dairy farmers?
Yes, especially the Keenans that lived down the road from us. They had a big, big dairy, and they had sheep, too. We had sheep, too.
Mm-hmm. Did he sell the wool? And
yes, and, uh-huh, yeah. And the sheep, too.
And the sheep for meat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did he have to, where did he have to take the stuff to get it to?
Well, I think they used to take it to Belmont.
Uh-huh.
See, trains come in there. And they,
right.
Or
mm-hmm.
something, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So he would take all of his
produce
and
stuff
up there?
Yeah, I think so.
Did you go to school in the Irish settlement?
I did.
Mm-hmm. Was there their own school? Was there?
Yes, it was up beyond where I live. And you might get a kick out of this. I did go to school up there, but when I came to Wellsville and went up to the Catholic school, they put me back a grade.
Why?
Well, I just wasn't qualified. I wasn't up on the...
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, I have to go.
Yeah, do you remember the school in the Irish settlement? Oh, answer your phone. Yeah. You're going to tell me about the school.
Well, it was just a little old country school.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember the teachers, but we used to have this. There was quite a few of us going.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they gave it up soon after that.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to be able to walk. It wasn't very far from where I was, although it used to be kind of up a hill in the wintertime. But we went most of the time, and sometimes we kind of froze to death, but it was kind of nice, too. Uh-huh. And I don't remember too much about it, because I guess I probably was 8 or 9 years old when I started. You know, we didn't start so early back in those days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
Was it right in the Irish settlement?
Oh, yes, uh-huh. Yes.
And all of the kids who lived in the Irish
yes.
settlement went to that school?
Now, the Keenans, the Keenan boys were my age, you know.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And, yes.
Mm-hmm. Was there any other sort of community activities?
Not there, no.
In the Irish settlement?
No, mm-hmm. no. We always had to go to Belmont to church and...
Mm-hmm. 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 How far is the Irish settlement?
It's about 6 miles, as I recall, from where we live to
mm-hmm.
Belmont.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what I used to remember.
Mm-hmm. So you would have to go into Belmont for supplies or
yes.
groceries uh-huh. if you needed groceries or mm-hmm. to go to
My
church.
My father used to drive a horse and wagon, you know,
mm-hmm. into town.
Sleigh.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you couldn't get down the road when it was so much snow.
Yeah. 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 Uh-huh. Was it a big change for you moving from the Irish settlement to Wellsville?
Well, I guess it was, but you know, I guess I kind of liked it because, well, it was different, I guess. I kind of liked it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked going up to Catholic school.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you miss not being on the farm?
No, I didn't.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Of course, I don't know, didn't seem to... I missed a bit of it.
Uh-huh. How about your dad? Did he miss
I don't think he did, because he got to the point where he was so kind of bad off. I mm-hmm. think he was glad to get
to
rid
give it
of
up.
It.
Yeah, to give it up.
He auctioned off the farm and sold it.
And it were just Irish that were living in the Irish settlement at the time?
I don't think there was anybody but Irish. Mm-hmm. Pretty much so, I mean.
Was it a pretty close-knit community?
Yes.
Yeah.
As I say, most everybody was a relation to me and everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you know if it was always that way in the...
It was, as long as I can... Well, of course, I don't know about since I moved away from there.
Yeah,
I think it's some of it changed, of course, but I know it has. It did, but all that lived there was, well, Dooners, they were relation, and the Keenans, too, batches of Keenans, Reynoldses, and they were all relation to me, and they're all, you know, Irish.
All Irish, yeah. Do you... know anything about how the Irish settlement started or when it started?
No, I don't, because I always lived there all my life, and I think I know my father always lived there, and his mother, they used to live in a log cabin. It used to, I've just heard this now, it's before my time.
Right, yeah.
My grandmother and grandfather lived in a log cabin, and then my father built the house where we had, right in front of where the log cabin is. I've heard them talking about it.
Do you know where your grandmother and grandfather came from in Ireland? Or?
I think they must have, but I don't know, because I'll tell you this much I do know. That I know that we used to get shamrocks right from Ireland. They used to send them to, and it was an aunt of my father's or some kind of cousin or something, and they always used to send us shamrocks.
Oh.
And it always came in a little wooden box.
Uh-huh.
Years ago, I can remember that, and how tickled we were with the shamrock.
Uh-huh.
It came right, used to be in dirt, and it was in a little wooden box.
And they sent them right from Ireland to you? Mm-hmm.
So I think probably, but I don't know where, I think probably they were from Ireland originally. My dad wasn't, no.
No, he was born in this country, in the Irish settlement. But you liked living in Walsall?
Yes, I always have.
Rather than on the farm, there's no place else you would have rather lived.
Well, of course, I guess I didn't know about anywhere else, maybe, but I liked it, so.
And you seem to have always enjoyed the work you were doing.
Yes,
too.
I did.
Did you ever think about wanting to do anything else? Or?
No, I don't think so, because I took all this up in school, because I wanted to, I took shorthand and typing and business English and all, because I always kind of wanted to be in an office, right?
Did you ever think about doing any other kind of work?
No, I didn't.
Would you ever have preferred not to work?
No.
No? You liked working?
I like it. I even like it today.
If you had the opportunity to go back to work?
Oh, well, I wouldn't want to be... No, not that kind of work, because it's not like it used to be when I worked. Everybody tells me it's so much different now.
Other than getting a salary and, having your own money and everything, what else do you think you gained from working? What did you like about working?
Well, I liked the people, and I enjoyed the work, and I enjoyed the sociability of it. We had lots of good times, too, and I guess that was... Yeah. Wish you worked because we had to, back in those days, we didn't have anything, so you had to work to survive.
Right, right. But it had some other benefits for it, too, you felt. So you enjoyed working.
And got a good friend. You have to do a lot.
Did you ever feel there was any conflict between you working and your own family life?
Oh, no.
I mean, you had mentioned that, like, when your sister started to get ill and stuff and needed someone to take care of them, you didn't think your working interfered.
Well, no, it didn't, really. And I only had just a little time to go, so that's why I stuck in there. But, no, I was got along fine with everything.
So you never would have wanted to move out of
No, I never gave it a thought even. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And your sisters apparently felt the same way.
Yes, they did. I'm sure they did.
Stayed around too. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Self-satisfied, I guess you might say.
Uh-huh. Well, it's nice to be happy with where you are.
Yes, I guess you might just as well be.
Yeah. Your sister that had the opportunity to move with the phone company, would she have gotten, do you know whether she would have gotten more money had she moved, or?
Well, I don't know. I doubt if she would have, and then she'd had to get a place and mm-hmm. so on. Mm-hmm. But the phone company were wonderful anyway. Mm-hmm. They paid her a year's salary. And besides that, when she was ill, they paid 80%. She died of cancer. Mm. And when she was ill, they paid 80% of the bills.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I never can cry about the phone call.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. So they were very good to their employees at that time.
Mm-hmm. And she retired, she had to retire because she was ill.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So all of your sisters worked then all of their lives right up until the time they either became ill or it was time for them to retire.
Mm-hmm.
And they enjoyed working too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Other than doing dressmaking, did your mother ever do any other kind of work?
No. I'm not too positive about this, but I do think at one time, this was even before she was married,
mm-hmm.
as she worked in Belmont, and I think she worked for the Willis.
For the Willises?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I think I remember telling about it, and, you know, like, housekeeper, or maybe she was a cook, I think she was more a housekeeper or something.
Mm-hmm.
I remember saying she used to work there, but I think it was even before she was married.
Before she was married.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And you said she also grew up in the Irish settlement?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you know when she worked at the Willetses, whether she lived at the Willetses or she went back and forth?
I would assume she lived there.
That she lived at the Willetses?
Uh-huh, because her people lived up in the Irish, her mother and father, mm-hmm. and that would be quite a drive.
Right.
And, you know, you didn't have cars and those.
Exactly.
So I'm assuming, and mm-hmm. I won't say I'm right, but I think probably. I can remember saying,
And that was before she was married?
I'm sure it was before she was married.
Do you know what year your mom and dad were married?
Oh, I had the slightest idea.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Be back in 1800 something.
Mm-hmm. Well, your oldest sister, you said, was born in 1892, so mm-hmm. it would have been before that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
1891 or something like
mm-hmm. that. Probably, yeah. Before, after she was married, though, you don't ever remember her doing any kind of work other than the dressmaking at home.
Well, you know, she had quite a few children.
Yes, she had a large family to take care of.
And I don't remember her doing any dressmaking, only for us. She made her own things. In fact, the matter is, I never had a new coat till I bought my own. She always made. Yeah, of course. And we had a cousin living in New York, and they had little money, and they always used to send their, she used to send their clothes, and my mother would make them over for us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you might be interested in that. It was just
uh-huh.
kind of
sure.
And I don't remember my mother ever doing any sewing for anybody until we moved to Wellsville.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So she didn't do any dressmaking
Irish
Southern,
not,
right?
No.
Because
she had nothing to do.
Right. She had other things to mm-hmm. be doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she did a lot of work. She took care of all the fowl.
Uh-huh.
And she used to help milk. She used to help bring in the hay.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So she helped with the actual running of the farm.
Right.
Yeah, and doing chores on the farm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But when we moved here, she did this when she... She always could sew, but I mean, she used to.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember her selling eggs or anything like that in Belmont?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
She would take things into town to sell?
Well, my father would take them in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he'd take
them. Yeah. But do you remember her taking them in to town?
Well, she, yes,
going
she
with
has.
Them
yes,
and
she
selling
has.
Them?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Eggs and...
Mm-hmm. I remember one time I don't remember it too well, but I remember one time she was coming home from Belmont, and the horse got scared of something and kind of got away from her.
Oh, yeah.
Threw her out of the buggy.
Oh, dear.
But she didn't get hurt too badly, but I remember talking about it. I don't remember just well, but anyway, so I know that when you ask if she ever did take things in, I know she did.
So she would go in along
sometimes.
Then
she used to go in with... We had an aunt that lived with us, my father's sister. So she used to go in with my dad to Belmont sometimes to buy the groceries and things, you know, to pick out the things.
Your aunt did.
My aunt was with us.
Did your aunt ever do any kind of work, or did she help on the farm? Or?
She just did more... my mother did more outside, and my aunt did a lot inside, like meals and things and cooking.
So your aunt would sort of take care of the house?
She was quite an old lady. I thought she was terrible. Of course, today I wouldn't think she was old. But of course she didn't.
But she would kind of watch off after your kids and do the cooking, and your mom would go out and help
did.
With the hay.
She, my mother used to even make soap.
Make her own soap, Hard work.
And she did, as I say, she took care of all the chickens and the geese and the turkeys and the, things like that. And there was a lot of them. Then she used to help milk. And we didn't have any. Didn't have any, I don't think, milking machines.
Oh, no, right. It was all by hand.
And they had to do something, separate the milk and the cream. There was quite a lot of work to do. And they made butter. She made butter. I don't think she ever sold it. I don't think they ever sold any butter. She made our own butter. And then we used to, we had pigs, too.
Oh, you had pigs, too?
Because I can remember them killing the pigs and taking care of the meat. My mother used to put down big crocks.
Yeah, pickle it and smoke it.
Smoke it.
Do you remember how large a herd of cattle your father had?
No, I don't, but it wasn't a huge herd. Maybe 10 or 12 cows or something. I don't, it wasn't a great big dairy like you think of today. But we thought it was pretty good size, but that's
pretty
good size. Many years ago.
Did all the, or most of the people in the Irish settlement have cattle and...
Oh, yes.
And the geese and the pigs and the...
Well, I don't know. Was they, had too many pigs. Geese either. Now, some of them had turkeys. And I know the Kenans always had a lot of sheep. We had sheep too, but not as much, not as many as they did. But I don't, might have pigs, but I don't think very many had geese.
But a lot of sheep. Almost everybody had sheep.
And cattle.
And the cattle. And you don't remember whether or not your sisters helped with the farm work?
Well, I know Genevieve did because she was there. She was on the farm the last one with me, and she helped real lot. But the other ones came to Wellsville, you see.
They had already been. They had already left home.
To work.
When your sisters had left home and were living here in Wellsville, did they send money home for your family?
No, they didn't, I don't think, because I'll tell you something. I think they had about all they could do was to take care of themselves. They're always kind of broke. I can remember my father coming up and having to, he always brought them something to eat, I can remember that. And I can hear him say that he used to be so afraid they weren't going to get enough to eat or something, but they had to pay rent, and of course the wages was not
good. Right.
I don't know what it was, but you know it was not
real low, So by the time they paid their expenses and everything, they really didn't have extra money to send home.
No, I'm sure they didn't. Not then.
Can you think of anything else?
No, I can't. Maybe to go down and visit when we moved here, in
you
the
go,
summer, and stay with the Kenans, and each go down and pick strawberries, and bring them home, and my mother, and stuff.
Were there a lot of Irish here in Wellsville when you moved here?
Oh, yes. There's about like there is now. There was always about the same. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think. Mm-hmm. There was around 600 families, I think.
600 Irish families mm-hmm. in the community? Mm-hmm. That's quite a few.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what it is now. I think it's about that. Then, of course, there's so many dead in the meantime. Uh-huh. There's hardly anybody mm-hmm. left anymore. I just tell them, in fact, there was only two I saw last night that I knew.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They were in the hook and ladder there, I was in church. Mm-hmm. But there, well, when you get up there, there's not too many left.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you remember any other ethnic groups being in Wellsville at the time you moved up here? German or Italian or...
Well, I don't think there's any particular groups. I think everybody was all kind of mm-hmm. in together, like, or, mm-hmm. which is, we have quite a few churches here, anyway.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. But you don't remember specific ethnic
no.
groups or anything?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm. How big a town was Wellsville when you moved up here? Do you remember?
No, I don't even know what it is now.